Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. Lots of great things are going on from his research department, and he's going to spend time talking about them with you today.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com, as well as JackStockwell.com. I am an upper cervical chiropractor in the Salt Lake City area and have been since, January, March 1995. Very large practice just this week. I have seen patients from Washington, D.C., from Austin, from Denver, and from upper central Montana. In fact, I'm supposed to see somebody else from Montana here before too long. It's a very specialized approach to the spine. Not a whole lot of people do what I do, and because of its effectiveness, we pull in a lot of people from around, not just this country, Canada, as well as Europe and even Southeast Asia. And one patient from Australia. More information about that and what I do at jackstockwell.com. And just a little aside, I met Doug Steffen 15 years ago, I suspect it was, in the radio studio where I was doing a daily talk show. And he was coming through on his trip across the country and was stopping at various radio stations coming across the country that were part of the affiliate. And we got to be good friends, and we've been very good friends ever since. And he has invited me to be a part of his Good Day Health Show for, my goodness, that many years, I suspect. So what I want to talk about is something that has been in the air quite a bit with some of my patients lately. We've done some shows on how handling the heat of summer and skin issues and concerns and worries with hot sun exposure and a few other things. But in the era of COVID, and some other things that are going on, there's been discussion concerning disease. And I give the same answer to almost everybody in the setting that I want to create right now. Interestingly enough, a number of years ago, there were some tests that were done that would show that mosquitoes would refuse to bite somebody that were well supplied with vitamin B1. Thiamine, not the synthetic stuff. I'm not talking about a bottle of B1 where if you look at the label, it has the chemical name. If it has the chemical name, it's a synthetic. It came from coal tar, and it's not what Mother Nature made. But when it's a whole food vitamin B1, mosquitoes refuse to land on people who had an adequate amount of this stuff in their diet. Even to this day, the current time period, almost everybody. And I know a few people, I know several people, in fact, because they use whole food vitamin B supplementation, but will remark, well, there's this person in this family that mosquitoes just never seem to bother. Oh, they never bothered my dad, or they never bothered my cousin, and everybody else would get bit. If you would look at the diet of those people, you'll find out why mosquitoes would never bother them. Horseflies would never bother them. And it's also been found that lice would leave rats and other animals if they were supplied with a better vitamin intake. And fleas were found to leave dogs that were treated with vitamins for pneumonia. Now, that research comes out of nutritional research prior to World War II. And why is that important? Because after World War II, drugs pushed everything else out of the way. There's a whole story behind it, and maybe I should devote a show to it sometime at some point in time. But when coal tar derivatives, of which a lot of your plastics come from, a lot of things that give us our modern society today are just derivatives of coal tar. It's just like crude oil that comes out of the earth that eventually ends up as gasoline. And the crude ends up at the refinery. And as this crude is being refined, in other words, materials being removed from it that will clean it up to the point it can be burned in your car engine as gasoline. Other things come off of it in that process, all along the disassembly line, where they disassemble the crude oil. Distillates will come off at different points that end up becoming other kinds of products, so that by the time you get to the end point, what you have is refined gasoline of a certain octane, and that will burn in your engine to propel your car. Well, the same thing happens when it comes to some of those distillates end up having a similar, and not exactly the same, a similar chemical structure to certain kinds of vitamins, especially B vitamins. And so the FDA said, well, it's close enough, we'll call it a B vitamin, when in fact it can lead to different deficiencies. So to make my point here, when you have adequate amount of vitamins that come from food, and I'll try to specify what I'm talking about here a little more clearly, you're going to end up with a much healthier body. Now, by that I mean, if both insect and parasites, as well as bacterial invasions in the body, are mainly a consequence of malnutrition, as was demonstrated in these animals, by reason of a loss of the power of the body's immune system to repel these kinds of insects and whatever else. I mean, what a Pandora's box was opened up when we began to meddle with our natural foods. Now, 150 years ago, most of us ate from farms. Today, most of us eat from grocery stores. And that's the thing I want to talk about here and get some in depth with that. Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and this is the Good Day Health Show. And I just love being a participant in Doug's presentation that we do every week. Before too long, before the show's over, he'll be joining me. But I just want you to know how important it is that our food choices come from what Mother Nature made and not what has been handled by civilized production. Now, I'll specify a little bit more what I mean about that. But when we start fooling with the kinds of foods that Mother Nature made, and I'm talking about what is known as foods of commercial foods, foods of commerce is what they were referred to, foods that where they were taken from demineralized fields or were fertilized with artificial fertilizers and ended up having certain elements removed from the food that would make it spoil, and then box it, bag it, can it, freeze it, whatever else, and put it in the grocery stores. Those are the kinds of foods that I'm talking about. And in societies where those foods predominate, especially in third world countries where they're not allowed their own indigenous foods, sleeping sickness, typhus, malaria, bubonic plague, yellow fever are all the kinds of diseases that I'm talking about in which these bacterial infections thrive inside the body as a secondary cause of disease, because the primary cause was the lowered resistance of the body to the lice that carry these things, to the roaches that carry these things, to the mosquitoes that carry especially sleeping sickness and malaria from the mosquitoes, because the body couldn't resist the attack from these kinds of agents. But where the people, the citizens of these areas, isolated areas, now, you know, there's not a whole lot of isolated areas left, but when these studies were done, shortly after, before and after World War II, the upper Amazon, the high Alps, areas of northern India that border China, areas of Central and South America where certain Indian tribes were kept, ate from the earth, you never saw cancer. You never saw any arthritis. You never saw any degenerative diseases. And although there may be terrible evidences of malnutrition present, where they didn't get three squares every day, what they did get came from Mother Nature, came from the earth. And you don't see these degenerative diseases in these particular tribes. There's a great book called Nutrition and Physical Degeneration by Weston A. Price. It was published, I think the first publishing was before I was born in 1950, which brings up another point. When you study human nutrition textbooks written before 1950, you'll get the truth about human nutrition. Human nutrition books that were written after 1950, the content of those books is almost always controlled by big agri, the agricultural combines, the, I don't want to call them the agricultural cartels, but that's kind of what it is to me when I'm dealing with my patients. And so it seems that only very liberal use of white flour and white sugar can cause the extraordinarily high death rate so obvious wherever these foods are common. And any time in the nutritional history of our species over the last 100 years, maybe 120 years, wherever these foods were introduced into tribal people, the Pima Indian of Southwest America, the Inuit in Alaska, Polynesian, regardless of what islands in Polynesia we're talking about, where they stopped eating the fruits and vegetables from the earth and the fish from the ocean and started eating foods that were brought in by the ships loaded with white sugar and white flour, that's when the disease, that's when the obesity, that's when the heart disease, the cancer, the arthritis, the diabetes started showing up in these individuals. And it wasn't so much that these foods poisoned them. It's that these foods were deprived of what Mother Nature put into the earth to come into our food that needs to be a major staple of our diet that prevents these things from taking place inside of our body. And so in America, we have this monstrous condition of malnutrition, so long as we're tolerant of this stuff. And the commercial interests that are promoting these foods are so powerful in their influence over Congress that we are constantly flooded with propaganda and advertising and all kinds of materials that blind us to the truth. Now, there's one particular mineral deficiency that's very, very important for a strong, stable spine that I want to mention to you here in a few moments when we get back from the break. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and we will continue with more of the Good Day Health Show coming up next.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
A mid-mod desk chair to rejuvenate my ho-hum workspace.
Staples has you covered.
A place to put my papers so I can be more productive.
A storage cabinet that I can roll out of the way on weekends.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now get 25% off storage and filing products, chair mats, decor, and lighting with the purchase of an office chair or desk. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store. N72, in-store only.
Message.
What up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. You'll also find me at ForbiddenDoctor.com. There are a lot of podcasts that I produced at ForbiddenDoctor.com with my wife. There's three search bars on the homepage, and you'll see one that says podcasts. You can put in almost any subject and find a podcast that my wife and I have done, over 200 podcasts on almost that many different subjects. So back to what I'm talking about here, I was telling you about a particular mineral. Some of the mineral deficiencies are just very spectacular in their effect of showing symptoms that show up in the body when we have a deficiency of that in particular. And a good example is manganese. I don't know how many of us, when we go shopping for our food once a week or twice a week, whatever else at the grocery store, where am I going to find some manganese-rich foods? You know, we don't think about stuff like that. But manganese is absolutely required by all living cells as an enzyme activator. And without sufficient manganese, tendons and ligaments lose their integrity and relax. And it permits bone malpositions, joint malfunction. In chickens, when they began to discover this, again, this was prior to World War II, there was a disease known as porosis. It's P-E-R-O-S-I-S. And it's a disease in poultry that's marked by deformity of the legs. And it made itself apparent, you know, back in that period of time. And the soil of most farm areas is becoming dangerously low in manganese. And so this disease seemed to have appeared as a result. But at first, they're thinking, oh, there must be a bug. There must be a virus. Well, of course, they didn't talk about viruses back then that much because it was still something new to be developed. But they found out that when they improved the diet of these chickens, which ended up being whole grain rather than some of the processed chicken feed they got from the big producers, the legs would improve. They would literally change their position over a few weeks of giving these chickens the right kind of food. Now, I believe in humans, fallen arches, vertebral malpositions in the spine are probably the commonest evidence of this deficiency as far as the human species is concerned. And probably osteopaths and, of course, my fellow chiropractors owe our profession to this malnutrition. Just as much as the dentists are made very busy by deficiencies of calcium and phosphorus and fluorine and vitamins in the diets of their patients, because those deficiencies will contribute to cavities and all kinds of endodontal problems and periodontal problems and the ligament problems that hold teeth, the loosening up of teeth. these things, and a discussion I have often with patients when they ask me, some of that's about bones and teeth. And they say, well, the kids have too much sugar. And I said, it's not the sugar. The sugar feeds the bacteria that's living on the teeth that lead to dental cavities. But it's the malnutrition of the body that allows the bacteria to be there in the first place that lives off the sugar. And so they would look at me with surprise and say, you mean if these kids have the vitamins and minerals you're talking about, they could still eat the sugar? Well, sugar is a problem in and of itself. I don't recommend sugar being a staple of the diet. But if they had the right kinds of vitamins and minerals, especially calcium, phosphorus, fluorine, and vitamins, fluorine as it comes through food, not sodium fluoride applied to the tooth, I don't mean that, they're going to have less visits to the dentist. So when we come back, there's some other things. A very interesting study that was done with hogs in New York and vitamin mineral deficiencies that I think you're going to find interesting as soon as we get back. So we'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
So I used the savings from switching to Progressive 30 years ago to buy tickets to the championship game. You know, between those two teams that didn't exist 30 years ago. Yeah, I'm a big Alaska Palm Trees fan. Which is a team now? In the future?
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden signed the Inflation Reduction Act into law on Tuesday.
The bill I'm about to sign is not just about today. It's about tomorrow. It's about delivering progress and prosperity to American families. It's about showing the American and the American people that democracy still works in America, notwithstanding all the talk of its demise. Not just for the privileged few, but for all of us.
The bill costs $739 billion, and the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office estimates it will not reduce inflation despite its name. And federal officials said the government will impose deeper cuts on the drought-stricken Colorado River, reducing water deliveries to Arizona and Nevada starting in January. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Some Catholics in the state of New York are answering a higher call. Reporter Tim Berg explains.
The Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of New York is stepping up to help New York City in response to the surge of illegal immigrants that are arriving from Texas. Archbishop of New York Timothy Dolan describes the illegal immigrants' experience traveling to the United States and arriving in New York City.
They've just been through turmoil. Some of them for months have been walking from Colombia and Venezuela. And now they feel somewhat a casa, at home.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott sending the illegal immigrants on buses to New York City because the cities are sanctuary cities for immigrants, and he believes they should be able to handle it.
An 88-year-old woman died in an alligator attack in South Carolina on Monday. Officials said it's the second fatal attack in the state in 2022 and at least the fourth nationwide. Deputies with the Beaufort County Sheriff's Office say Nancy Becker was gardening near the pond when she slipped into the water. Engineers in the Detroit area continue to repair a water main break that impacted four Michigan counties. 133,000 residents will remain under a boil water advisory for 2 weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Your health and your well-being. That's the focus of Dr. Jack Stockwell up now.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Now, I told you, I was going to tell you about this interesting study that was done with hogs. And again, it just underscores the basic idea I'm talking about, that good health comes from good food. I know that's not a surprise to anybody. And when you think about it, it only makes sense. But it's not that easy to do because of the high-speed, convenience-type lifestyles that we're living, that most of us today simply don't have time to shop for good food. Or we think that what we're buying, because we have a salad or we have some fruit, we're eating good food. Nothing could be further from the truth. Now, there was this farmer in New York State a few years ago, made a contract with some New York hotels to take their stale bread and the rolls off of their hands to use as hog feed. And his hogs had plenty of other foods, too, because they had the run of a large orchard of windfall apples, and there was no scarcity of vegetation. And the other various byproducts of foods that the farm affords that the farmer would make sure was available in this orchard. But the young pigs developed at only half the usual rate of growth and were subject to a lot of different diseases normally foreign to pig species, particularly pneumonia, when they started throwing in all of this white bread and white rolls and white buns and whatever else they picked up from the supermarket. The pigs went for this stuff as much as they went for the other foods that were present in the orchard. And as a new population, a new brood would would be born and start to grow. As I said, the pigs only developed at half their usual rate. And the sows, the brood sows, had small litters or aborted litters. And the hens began to lay eggs with irregularity, and the chicks hatched from them were so feeble that few of them survived. And it seemed that a curse had come upon the farm. And this wasn't done as some scientific test. He was just looking for more food for the hogs. And he knew this stuff was going to be thrown away by the hotels anyway if he didn't pick it up. So he finally came to the conclusion that the white bread might have something to do with the matter. So he set up two test pens. And he put one group of pigs on the white bread regimen and the other on whole corn and wheat. And in 3 months, there was this woeful lot of pigs in one of the pens and a perfectly normal group of pigs in the other pen. And the test, I think, absolutely established the responsibility of the white bread. What's so bad about white bread? Because there's nothing there. It's like white rice. You don't grow white rice. You grow rice. And you have to remove the hulls off of the rice to convert the brown rice to white rice. What's in the hull of the white rice? The nutrition. What's inside of the brown rice? The brown rice is because the nutrition's on the outside of the rice. I find brown rice delicious. I don't eat it very often because, you know, it's a lot of carbohydrate. But it's a complex carbohydrate when you're eating brown rice, because the nutrition is there on the outside of the rice. There's a great rice polishing story. Oh, it's going to... No, I think it's important. And this was discovered during the Korean War, in the prisoner of war camp that had American prisoners. And they were fed white rice, a bowl of white rice every day, and that was it. Maybe like 400 calories. Their bodies required 1,200 to 1,800 calories, even in a prisoner of war state. And if they were part of a work camp, they needed 3,000 to 4,000 calories a day. And so you could see how quickly these poor guys would waste away. But what they began to show almost immediately within the first month of imprisonment is serious vitamin B deficiencies. Now, the hull of the white rice contains the vitamin B family, especially vitamin B1, 2, and 3. And so when these men began to develop B1 deficiency, something we call beriberi, it comes from an African language. I forget. It's not Swahili. I forget what. Urdu. I think it's Urdu. But no, it's not Urdu either. Excuse me. That slips my mind. The translation, the English translation of beriberi is I can't. So someone suffering from this, you would tell them to get up off the floor, and they would say, I can't. Because there was just no strength in the body. The nervous system was essentially shut down. That's where beriberi came from. So there was this kind prisoner of war guard who slipped a medical doctor that was a prisoner of war himself a little bag of rice polishings. That's what's left when you take brown rice and convert it to white rice. And he said, give a teaspoon of this to these poor men every day. And within 2 to 3 weeks, they're back up on their feet. And the deficiencies of B1 were gone. Now, white bread. We don't grow white bread. You know that. We grow whole wheat bread. But in the processing of changing the whole wheat bread to white bread, the nutrition, which is on the outside of the wheat berry, is removed, the bran, the grain, or the germ, everything else. And what is left behind is this white stuff. And even that is bleached to make it whiter, because white bread has such a, you know, demand by Western society. And so you're not going to give your child, unless they've been raised this way, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on wheat bread. They want white bread, and a lot of them want the crust cut off of it with peanut butter and jelly. The jelly is 75 to 80% sugar. The peanut butter, if it doesn't stick to the top of your mouth, really isn't peanut butter anyway. It's the worst of all the peanuts, and it has additives in there to make it not stick to the top of your mouth. So you know you have peanut butter that's loaded with additives on white bread. I can't think, other than breakfast cereal, I can't think of a more non-nutritious food you could possibly feed to a child than a peanut butter jelly and sandwich on white bread. Does that mean they could never have it? No. Of course they could have it now and then if all the other nutritional requirements of their growing bodies are met. How do we do that? It has to be food coming from Mother Nature. Now, I have more information. I want to continue this discussion here more, especially with children. But I want you to know that you can be a part of our texting family at Dr. Jack Stockwell and Associates, or Forbidden Doctor, the Forbidden Doctor family. I'm going to give you a phone number here that if you text the word healthy to this phone number, you will get regular once or twice a week little promotions, specials, different things like this. On a regular basis, you can stop it at any time. It doesn't cost you anything. If you like the content of these shows, you might like to be able to do this. That number would be 833-510-3306. That's 833-510-3306. And text the word healthy. You don't call that number. You just, you know, you use a texting on your smartphone. The word healthy to that phone number, and you can become a part of what we're doing and a part of the family. So in what's left here before Doug joins me, we have good health when we have good food. And any conscientious parent wants to make sure their kids get the healthiest foods. But you're also under the thumb of time, because in most families anymore, both parents are working. The kids have a very tight schedule between school and after school sports or whatever else, the band or theater or whatever else they're involved with. And so it's run, run, run. And there's hardly any time to sit still and enjoy an actual healthy meal, because healthy meals take some time to produce. So we're caught up in this fast food craze. And, you know, I even see parents rushing in to bring their kids to see me after school or after work, and the kids were hungry and they didn't have time to go home, and they come in and they're eating hamburgers or chicken nuggets or fries or something else from some convenience store they stopped at on the way into the office. I see that so much, and I fear for these kids, and I don't even talk about it anymore. If the parent doesn't ask me about it, the parent knows. Now, occasional, and I'm not talking that you can never do that. Of course you can. It's just occasionally that would be a treat for the kids for whatever you might want to reward them. But the rest of their food intake has got to come from whole foods. If they're breakfast eaters, they've got to have whole food cereal, or they've got to have bacon and eggs or some kind of meat to start that day that comes from a clean source. And where are you going to get that? Well, you have to shop around to find the cleanest stuff that's not loaded with sodium nitrite, that isn't loaded with preservatives, that isn't meat that's been chopped up from various parts of the animal you just assume not know you're eating, and then put together into bologna or into a hot dog or something like this. Yes, it's meat. Yes, it's got some nutrition in it. It's better than white bread, but it's got all this other stuff in there to make sure it doesn't spoil. And that's kind of what the food industry is trying to do. They put all this stuff in these foods to make sure they don't spoil. And the crazy thing about it is the stuff that spoils the earliest, the stuff that draws insects and bugs and the mill bugs and all these things, is the nutrition of the food. They don't fool with the white flour. They don't fool with the white rice, because there's no nutrition there. Same thing with mice. Mice, when they get into the food, you watch what they're eating, and they go for the nutrition. They have that inward drive just like we do, but they have a sweet tooth. You can develop a sweet tooth in an animal, but that's a story for another day. It's just the importance here is that we have good food or good health when we have good food, and good food comes from good land. And politics is really, you know, is the only thing that interferes with the production and the distribution of that food. And all this seems like a very simple proposition, but, you know, like a lot of other simple propositions, it can be made very complicated by getting too much detail and by forgetting the basic principles that should be the landmarks that guide us. And when you study the history of human nutrition, you know, if you go back and you look at the Egyptian mummies, Those mummies, the spines, the bones are brittle. They're osteoporotic. They are filled with arthritis and various degenerative breakdowns in the mummified spines. What was the primary diet of the Egyptians? Well, it was an agricultural society. What they ate were plants. If you look at the mummified remains of the mummies that are in the caves up high up in the Alps or in Nepal or the Himalayas, where they come across mummified remains, those bones are hard as steel. They're still as hard as steel as they were when these people were alive. What were their diets? Well, as you look around, their nesting areas, their habitats, are the skeletons of animals. The hunter-gatherers were not going around growing corn and wheat. They followed the herds. Just something I want to keep in mind. We need to do a show on this in the future, I think, that would get into a little bit more detail with that. But I'm talking about what's necessary to avoid the common diseases today. Heart disease, cancer, arthritis, diabetes, the top killers, high blood pressure, stress, all these things. Just something to keep in mind. If you eat from good land, you're eating good food. After the coming break, I'm going to be joining Doug Steffen to finish out this week's show. Doug and I just go way back. We're very good friends. You can hear all of our Good Day Health shows with me and Ken Kronaus at gooddayhealthshow.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. Stick around for Doug and me to wrap up this week's program.
Time for a visit from the star of the show. You probably don't remember this, Liz, but there was a TV show called Star of the Day. Star of the Day, who will it be? Serenade for Elizabeth Miller.
You have such a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you. Calitrin is the focus, not my singing. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin that is in the know and helps so many people who are trying to figure out what to do.
We do get a lot of the same questions over and over again. The number one question we get is, can I take this if I'm on this medication? The answer is always yes. It does not interfere or affect with any medication at all whatsoever. 1-833-TOP-LOSS, or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Calitrin info at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, doctor, isn't there anything you can
do? I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Anvi, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
About 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen. Well, this is actually a focus on your health. Doug Steffen's Good Day program has a lot of different things that we focus on, and one of them is your health and well-being, and presenting different points of view for you to think about. One of the personalities who presents is a gentleman named Dr. Jack Stockwell, here from his clinic in Salt Lake City, to talk about the obesity problem, among other things. Jack, brought to you in part by the folks who are responsible for this new... this is something that you would be pretty interested in your office and elsewhere. It's called Eden Pure. Have you heard of Eden Pure, other than maybe me talking about it?
Well, I don't know it any more than what you've said.
All right, so Eden Pure, they have one of the devices is called the Thunderstorm, and it's an air purifier, 100 times better than any other HEPA air purifier that are bigger. This is really a compact thing. It's very cool, Jack. We probably ought to get one of these. It fights allergies, removes smoke from the air, dust, chemicals, all kinds of stuff, smells. It's very cool. So if this sounds of interest to you, and why would you want to have a clean home, especially you can have the 3-pack for different places in your home, save $200 on that using Doug3 as the discount code when you go to EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com. But it's so important to have healthy air. There's nothing worse than walking into a place, Jack, you know it as well as I, walking into a place, there's stale air, or somebody's been smoking, and it's gross. So you can get rid of it with that, with Eden Pure. Okay,
So I have been making no secret about the back pain issues and the shoulder issues that I have. I thought it was very interesting. There is a something floating around that we were talking about actually on the air here, connecting the brain and your back in a communicative sense. There's a course that's being offered as a treatment for back pain that changes how your brain works, sort of like the spirit mind body connection. This 12-week course focuses on the nervous system rather than painkillers. And you're a Nuka chiropractor, so you manipulate people. And I would think that this study shows manipulation leaves twice as many people pain-free as conventional treatments, painkillers, that kind of stuff.
Now, research has been going on for decades to underlie that fact.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And remember, only about 30% of your nervous system is locomotor control, getting you up and moving you across the room. 70% is sensory data coming in through all of the body's sensory network to the brain, telling the brain where it is, what's going on, temperature, food, all different kinds of things. So think about that for a second. The brain is more concerned with what's going on around it than being able to make the body move. And there's a connection all up and down the spine, but especially at the top of the neck, that controls everything muscularly in the back as far as balance against gravity is concerned. And I couldn't agree with what you just said any more than that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's certainly something to think about because we have so many people being sold every single commercial break on radio and television. There's a commercial for some kind of drug, and it can't be that all this stuff is good for you. It just can't be. It just is.
Well, the flood of drug commercials isn't for you to figure out which one you need. It's to keep the idea in your head that when you have a problem, oh, there must be a drug for me out there somewhere.
Right, exactly. Pain, drugs. Yep. Okay. So, and part of the pain problem is with youngsters who are growing up being just fat. Obese is the politically correct name.
No, it's more than overweight. This study that came out of Louisiana State University, they're talking about 1 in 5 kids are now obese. Not overweight, obese.
Yep.
That's where they have a certain amount of fat percentage, but the BMI, the
body mass index,
right, is over 30.
Oof.
And it is, and it's hitting at the puberty stage of kids.
Yeah.
And the important thing is, and the reason I brought this to your attention, is that the drug companies now, rather than sponsoring life-altering pathways for kids to be able to get better nutrition and make better decisions, they're getting ready to flood the market with drugs to help obese
weight
kids.
Drugs. Yeah.
Yes.
Weight loss drugs.
Yep.
Big market. Billions of dollars there.
Yep.
So look out for that, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Jack Stockwell here with Doug Steffen on Good Day Health.
Know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.